I did have a question with regards to 6Q. Pest infestations with a council resolution. Now, I'm not an IPM. I'm not sure what value there is in coming back to this table when it's really a technical issue. And I guess I'm asking, that pest infestation issue came up because of the infestation on the trees in the downtown is where that specific example came up. But could a private certified applicator or IPM person come to you or to staff and say, this person has an infestation in their lawn, the only way to deal with it is, and it's going to destroy their lawn, the only way to deal with it is pesticides, and then would that, is that the example that this is for, and would that then have to come to council, and wouldn't timing be fairly important, and really am I the right person to be making that decision?
Q speaks to city infrastructure. Not dealing with residential or anything, and it would be a presentation to council to identify the problem, what is at risk, and how that's kind of over and above what we would normally see as a regular pest situation, and then just to provide council with that information on what control measures have been taken and the success rate and what application we'd be looking at making, and just kind of to bring council up to speed and have their support.
So that pest infestations then is just related to city property?
Yes.
So we could have, I mean, I'll use a worst case scenario, something that is destroying everybody's lawns, and there wouldn't be a way to, I mean, some people might not care that people's lawns are being destroyed, but there wouldn't be a way for that to be dealt with?
That, I'll let Carl speak to that if there's another alternative there for...
I think that would require another amendment.
Okay. I didn't really want to hear that answer. I was hoping that would be dealt with in this. Okay, that's fine. I guess maybe we'll have to deal with that if it occurs. Hopefully it won't.
Councilor Jameson.
Thank you, Your Worship. I think when we started this discussion, I guess it's a year and a half ago, and I think it was even before that, even before my time on council, but I have to be quite honest and say that as it's written here, it's not as restrictive as I had once hoped it would be. But I understand that there's also some give and take needed. But this is certainly better than what we had prior to the introduction of the bylaw. And I think it also buys us a little time because I'm really hoping the provincial government will step in the coming years and do something about banning certain products and banning the application of certain products. But